It's not a day that ends with Y if Trump's not in the news. Let's talk to him. President Trump, hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, morning, dorking idiot. Oh. Hey, listen, before we start, I'd like to wish a happy Hispanic Heritage Month to all my Latino friends.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my only Latino friend, Jorge, the doorman at Trump Tower.
Yeah,
his American name is George, but he calls himself Jorge, you know, because the J is tremendously silent. You know, one of those weird rules from the Mexican language, apparently. No J sounds.
No, that's true. Yeah. I never thought of that. Well, we know you've been busy. You just got back from the Carolinas. You toured all the hurricane damage. You talked to the flood victims. How was it?
It was tremendously wet, you know, because of all the very wet water. Wettest water in the country.
Oh, God.
But I was pleased to tell the people who were in line for food and water that my Trump International Golf Club near Charlotte is up and running. So after they rebuild and get on their feet, maybe apply themselves in this fantastic economy, maybe they can look into becoming members someday.
Yes, right.
Well, we want to talk to you about the big news this week.
I know where you're going with this, Torg. And contrary to what you may have heard from the fake news, I have nothing but respect for Sesame Street's Bert and Ernie being gay.
Oh, no.
Very tremendous Muppet couple.
No, Torg was going to talk about your Supreme Court nominee, of course, Brett Kavanaugh, Mr. President. He's facing those sexual assault allegations from that woman out in California. Now, it dates back to his high school days. How do you think this is going to play out?
Look, I think he's going to be fine. But if these allegations turn out to be true, and I hope they're not, somebody is getting fired for me recommending Kavanaugh. That I can tell you. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried. Look, I will say this. Brett Kavanaugh is the least sexual person that I've ever met, other than Mike Pence. Isn't that right, Mike?
I barely even use it to urinate, sir. I'm so glad Jesus sent the stork, or we'd never have our children.
You're really missing out, Mike.
Well, funny, that's what Mother says.
Look, the Kavanaugh thing is no big deal, guys. The economy's huge.
Yeah.
Unemployment historically low, very low. And everyone has a job. Everyone except Crooked Hillary. That's why she has to keep hawking her stupid book.
Speaking of Hillary, she blasted you in a new essay saying you've launched 5 major assaults on democracy.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Let me tell you something. Every one of those 5 moves I made against democracy was completely consensual. That I can tell you. Look, let's not give Crooked Hillary any free plugs. I'd rather talk about Tom Arnold and what a loser he is.
Yeah, his new docuseries debuted last night on Viceland. Now, let me see if I have this straight, all right? I read about it yesterday.
Right.
He's searching for a videotape of you in a, how shall we say, compromising position with the Russian prostitutes, but the show died last night on the Vine. No numbers at all. What do you make of the show and of Tom Arnold, Mr. President?
I knew it was going to be a stupid show.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. Completely unwatchable. Matter of fact, it's so bad, Tom's Coke dealer actually fell asleep halfway through it. And by the way, what the hell's the Viceland channel? I can't even find it. It's like channel 19,000 or something. You got to pass all the foreign channels. What kind of world are we living in where creative genius like Roseanne is kicked off TV and her spazzy, hair plug headed, no talent ex gets his own show? So wrong. Roseanne should have ate him when she had the chance.
Hey, want to get your take on Stormy Daniels' new book?
Yeah.
You know what? I should have made her sign the other kind of NDA, a non-dick closure agreement. Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Well, she didn't pull any punches, that's for sure. She said your Trump Jr. was below average size with a giant mushroom head, similar to the character Toad on the video game Mario Kart. Any comment?
Look, Stormy's hoo-ha is like an arcade video game, too, because you have to insert money before you can play with it. Allegedly. Should I say allegedly?
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly, yes.
It looks nothing like a toadstool, okay? Nothing. That's such a horrible lie. It really is. Terrible description. Frankly, every woman I've ever been with, and I've been with a lot, believe me, they all say the same thing. My Trump Tower is incredibly majestic, and it has a tremendous muffin top. It really does.
Oh, boy. Well,
muffin
thanks for
top.
Calling, President Trump.
Thank you, sir.
Later, turd and smelly it.